If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Dean Richards is on assignment. Cindy Perlman from Las Vegas with our entertainment report this morning. Cindy, let's talk about the box office champ. And Dean was raving about this movie. Are you also a big fan of One Battle After Another?
Good morning, Bob. I think One Battle After Another is the Oscar frontrunner right now. Exciting news for Leonardo DiCaprio and Sean Penn, who will certainly be nominated too. Paul Thomas Anderson for Best Director. The only thing is the box office wasn't so great this weekend. $22.4 million for the movie, and it has a huge budget, though, of $130 million. But the studio, Warner Brothers, is not freaking out. They think this movie has a long lifespan.
Yeah, this time of year, I guess the box office winner is not given huge numbers, but it did better than anybody else. Out in Las Vegas, there is word about this band doing some performing. It's Queen, and I guess they're not retiring, are they?
You know, the show must go on as they sing, and Queen is not only not retiring, but they just told Rolling Stone, guitarist Brian May said, they want to play the Spear in Las Vegas. You know, they've gone to that show for the Eagles several times, different members of Queen. And Brian said, I've sat there watching the Eagles thinking, we should do this. This stuff we could bring to the world would be stupendous. And that would be Queen with Adam Lambert out front. And as for retiring, May says, I still want to innovate. And it's also the 50th anniversary of Bohemian Rhapsody this October.
50, yikes. In Las Vegas, there's word about Dolly Parton's health. What can you tell us, Cindy?
Yeah, Dolly, who's always so lovely, a little sad news came out of her camp yesterday. She's postponing this Vegas show that sold out in about 5 minutes because she's dealing with a few health challenges. Without specifying, Dolly said, and we quote, my doctors tell me I need to have a few procedures. It must be time for my 100,000-mile checkup, although it's not the usual trip to see my plastic surgeon. Got to give it to Dolly, no matter what. She's always funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just wrote, I don't want to do this show and rehearse and do it if I can't give you everything that you deserve. You paid good money to see me perform. I want to give you my best.
Well, hopefully she'll be okay sooner rather than later. Tell us about your interview with Lorraine Newman.
Lorraine Newman, comedy legend, did some interviews last week for a really cute Apple series. If you have kids around the house, called The Sisters Grimm. It's these two little kids who are fighting monsters in the woods in this little small town. She plays the grandmother. But she did some funny interviews, including ours, where I said, who's the craziest encounter you had doing SNL? And she said, one day, year one, walking through 30 Rock in the lobby, this guy and his wife rushed up to her. And he goes, I'm so sorry to rush you like this, but we're huge fans. John Lennon and Yoko, Bob. Can you believe it?
Cool. I love it. And the Lorraine Newman series, the new one, will stream when? Is it this week coming up?
Yeah, this week, October 3rd on Apple Plus. Very cute. Check it out.
The Sisters Grimm. Let's talk about a series. Well, actually, it's a movie that's coming to a theater near you based on a best-selling book. What can you tell us about The Housemaid?
You know, how many women want to hire Sydney Sweeney as their housemaid? I don't know. But Amanda Seyfried does, and this is based on a best-selling book. Sydney accepts a job as a live-in housemaid for the wealthy Nina, Amanda Seyfried, and her husband, Brendan Scalar. He's, of course, from the whole Yellowstone prequel. Not much dusting going on here. The housemaid is secretive. She's doing behind-the-scenes bad things. There's a little bit of murder. So debuts, of course, in December 19th, right in time for Christmas.
And finally, Selena Gomez tied the knot over the weekend. And we want to know, was Steve Martin there? Was Martin Short there?
It's so cute. There's a picture of Steve Martin and Martin Short walking the bride out of the church. Steve has both hands overhead doing a huge cheer. Adorable. Meryl Streep, who's supposedly dating Martin Short in real life, she couldn't come because she was doing the Devil Wears Prada. But there were some, you know, okay guest stars there, like Taylor Swift came and gave a big speech. Ed Sheeran gave a big toast. And they tied the knot in Santa Barbara this weekend. The bride wore a custom Ralph Lauren halter-style dress. The groom, Betty Blanco, he wore, nobody even cares, but he was there. And not a big deal wedding cake. She wanted her Nana's biscuits and gravy for dessert.
I'll tell you, Only Murders in the Building, the new season, it's still fun, isn't it?
It's still fun, and you have Renee Zellweger and great guest stars. And this little romance between Steve and Martin and Selena, it's a real deal. You could tell they really care about each other.
Yeah, and she's really great in this, isn't she?
She's so great. What can't she do? First of all, she's a billionaire. She has a cosmetics company, all of her recording career, and now this acting career.
It's Cindy Perlman for Dean in Las Vegas. Thank you, Cindy. Talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Bob.